I'm joined on the phone today by Ashley Wavrin, a nurse practitioner with Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota. So we got a lot of smoke and fog rolling in through here, thanks to Canada and their wildfires. And right now it's like at an orange AQ1 or AQI. What does that mean, and how concerning is this smoke and smog coming into our area?
So the AQI is the air quality index, and they have different ranges that go from good to hazardous, and that indicates different particle levels and how that affects people that are doing activities outside. And so an orange category means that it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, which are people that have chronic illnesses that are related to their respiratory system or even chronic illnesses related to their heart.
And how does air quality affect these groups? What happens?
So the air pollution can cause some narrowing of the airways, which is called bronchoconstriction, which will mean decreased airflow and then abnormal mucus production in the lungs. And then in relation to the heart, there's vascular inflammation that will increase blood clot formation and also increase the risk of plaque rupturing, which can lead to stroke.
So outside of these people with chronic illness, should other people be worried? Like, what if you want to go running today and you're otherwise fairly healthy? What steps do you recommend?
So for people that are, relatively healthy, we still recommend on an orange level that you try to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. If you do need to do any activities outside, wearing a mask with a filter can be helpful, and avoiding around the noon hour when heat is increased is advisable for anybody as well.
All right. Well, I think I'm out of questions on air quality. Is there anything that I didn't ask that you wanted to be sure we mention?
I guess just for listeners to know that if you do have chronic illness, if you have asthma, making sure that you're up to date with your asthma action plan. And if you have any heart conditions, to make sure that you're in contact with your primary care provider and that you're taking your medications as prescribed. If you do develop anything like chest pain or increased shortness of breath or just worsening of symptoms, it'd be a good idea to be evaluated.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to chat with us here. I hope to talk again soon.
Yes, thank you very much.